Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Well, hello, all you beautiful people, my congregation, my parish, all you who tune in regularly or maybe for the first time today to the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe all lesser values than love devolve and slide into the morass, the rabbit hole, the dark pit of BS, which is bait and switch. When we bait people with good news, but then we turn around and offer them bad news, only to say, well, but the bad news is the good news. That's bait and switch. And I don't have time to unpack all of that, but some of you know exactly what I mean. Love is not bait and switch. Love is not manipulation. Love is not trying to get you to do something, trying to manage and control and to move you toward my way, because my way is the right way. You're on the wrong way. I got to get you fixed, managed, or controlled. Nope, that is not love. Love is unconditional. Love holds all humanity with a sense of respect for whoever, who you are, and whatever it is that your life is like, because that's what I want for me. And if I want it for me, I've got to give it to all others. So thanks for being here today, beautiful folks. I think I've already called you beautiful. Let me call you beautiful again, three times. I appreciate you giving me this half hour of your life. Here at the No BS Bishop, we do a couple of things as a matter of rock solid foundation, a matter of keeping me on the right track as much as anything. And the first thing we do is I offer you Love's Creed. This is something I've written that I challenge you to join me with, to write it down or send me an email, randydeanministries@gmail.com, and I'll send you a copy of Love's Creed. It just is a simple but, I believe, a profound resolution of life, so that when you hear yourself say it, you know these are the words that I need to step into day by day, all right? So here's Love's Creed in total. I'll come back and I'll repeat it for you so you can repeat it after me as a vow. Here we go. Here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans and dreams and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. There you have it. Love's Creed, the means by which we focus to live a life of priority in love. All right, let me give it to you as vows, like I would at a wedding altar. All right, I'll repeat a phrase and you repeat after me. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Well, there you have it. That's Love's Creed. It just, again, is a means by which to resolve your mind, set your face like a flint toward a goal, to go for the bullseye of life, that love alone is the credible value that you want your life to be summed up into. I ran across something I want to share with you today from the Center for Non-Religious Spirituality. I love the name of that place, the Center for Non-Religious Spirituality. They posted something this week on social media that I find Beautiful. And it's called 16 Liberating Thoughts About Love. I'm going to go through these 16 liberating thoughts and give you my own take on what they mean for me and how they apply for us. So here they are in total. Let me read through them quickly. I'll try to resist the temptation to say anything along the way until I go through it one at a time. Number one, the single greatest need and desire of humankind is love. Number two, every person is worthy of receiving love. Number three, there is never a moment when you cannot love. Number four, the greatest power we possess is the power to love. Number five, every thought, word, act, and expression motivated by love matters. Number six, freedom is always being able to choose love. Number seven, love is the highest expression and fulfillment of any true philosophy, religion, and spirituality. Number eight, our deepest personal work is to remove the barriers we have built inside ourselves against love. Number nine, there is no higher calling than being love. Number 10, love, giving it or receiving it, is transformational. Number 11, the cornerstone of wholeness is loving yourself. Number 12, if we are ever confused about what to do, stop and ask, what would love do? Number 13, the world is not too far gone to be transformed by love. Number 14, the most profound religious statement is, God is love. Number 15, the word that could be used to name your foundational, fundamental self and nature is love. And number 16, the chief characteristic of true enlightenment is love. Woo-wee. I told you I was going to read through all 16 of them without commenting right at that moment, and I've got a little blood trickling down the corner of my lip from biting my tongue as I read those so that I didn't comment one at a time or we'd run out of time. Now let me go through some of the highlights of this. The first one says the single greatest need and desire of humankind is love. Do we realize all humans need, want, and desire love? It's the one thing we all know everybody is hungry for, right? There's not a human that isn't in need of more love. And so when I challenge myself forward in love, I'm meeting the need of anybody I meet. And number two of these 16 fundamentals of liberating thoughts about love is that every person's worthy of receiving love. So true. And there's number three, never a moment when you cannot love. See, every breath we take, we'll close No BS Bishop with breathing. Why should we breathe? Because we need to relax and be at repose and some serenity so that we know that there's never a moment that I cannot love. And the fourth one was no greater power we possess than the power of love. Number five is every thought, word, act, and expression motivated by love, that matters. I'm looking through here because I there was one I do want to spend the most time on here. Number 13, the world is not too far gone to be transformed by love. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we have a world that is full of, well, first of all, it's full of humans, 8 billion of us on this blue canoe sailing through space. We're floating around out here going just thousands and thousands of miles per hour through space, whether it's in orbit or in rotation or in the Milky Way, spinning through the galaxies in the universe. Here we are in this blue canoe, and there are 8 billion of us, and the complexities of each individual is exponentially off the charts for the conflicts that are possible between us. But I am still convinced that the greatest power that will heal humankind is love, and that the world is not too far gone to be transformed by love. The chief characteristic of a true enlightenment is love. If love sets the tone for enlightenment in our world, for all 8 billion of us, then that is a genuine enlightenment. when we come to the conclusion that this world is not too far gone. I've always told people, when we wish for the good old days, oh, remember when we had this or we did that and things were so much better then. I'm convinced that we have a selective memory, that we have a selective idea about how great the old days were. Give me that old time religion. Well, you're listening to a 70-year-old dude at 50 years of ministry, and I'm here to say to you, do not give me that old-time religion. I do not want some old-fashioned, old, worn-out, shop-worn, miserable connotations to things as they always were. I want progress. I want enlightenment. I want to grow. I want to reach for the stars. I want to reach for the spiritual stars. I want to reach for something more than my mama and my daddy gave me in faith. I want to reach for more than the church that loved me into the arms of Jesus. I want to be able to say that when I finished my life, I did not stop the chase, the run, the marathon for love, that I grew right up to and including my last breath to love whosoever will. I don't want the old-time religion that said that some races were inferior to other races. I don't want the old-time religion that says, well, we only have a white church here and a black church there. No, don't give me that old-time religion. Please don't. Don't give me the old-time religion that sustains a barrier against women in leadership in a church. Don't give me that old-time religion that sustains prejudice against any human being for any reason. Give me an enlightenment of love, that we would find a true enlightenment, that Jesus said, by this all people will know you are my disciples indeed, if you have love for one another. That you would love one another as I have loved you, Jesus said, as I, Jesus, have loved you, the disciples. And he loved them with such humility, while at the same time sustaining leadership for them. It was absolutely a revolution of love. The most important religious statement, number 14 of this 16 list, the most important and profound religious statement is, God is love. You've heard me say that here many times if you've been here before. And if this is your first time, let me say it as if it was the first time. Love is God. God is love. Those who dwell in love dwell in God. Those who dwell in God dwell in love. And in fact, that from that passage in 1 John, the little epistle of 1 John, it says, if I say I love God, but I hate anybody, I'm a liar. Because you cannot love God and hate others around you. And hate may sound like an extreme word, but hate is anything less than love for all people. Hate, when it shows up, is rejecting people on some basis that we excuse for ourselves as making other humans less than me. So when I look at you on any level, for any reason, any way, if I look at you as less than me, that's a form of hate, because I've elevated me as almost to a godlike status and you to a subhuman status. If you join late today, I'm going through the 16 liberating thoughts about love from the Center for Non-Religious Spirituality. And in this Center for Non-Religious Spirituality, they've listed these 16 liberating thoughts. And I'm kind of hopscotching around through them. I started today's broadcast by reading through all 16 rapidly without commenting. I was biting my tongue while at the same time trying to use my tongue to speak to you. That was a neat trick, but I'm a clever guy. I believe these 16 liberating thoughts are in themselves liberating. That when we come to the highest calling of our life, it's love. That's number 9 of these 16. There is no higher calling than being love. Now, I want you to hear that carefully, and I want to land on that for the rest of this particular broadcast. There is no higher calling than being love. If you pay attention into my Love's Creed, you'll hear my words in the first line. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. So in that opening line, what I'm trying to impart is the notion that we are here to be love, not just to do love, but to be love. Number 9 of the 16 liberating thoughts about love from the Center for Non-Religious Spirituality says, there's no higher calling than being love. So in these moments, I want to challenge you to move away from the idea that I just have to do love. Of course we act love. Because of course we have to act in love. And don't tell me you love me. Show me that you love me. However, in order to act in love, we have to be love. You see, when we read 1 John 4, God is love. God doesn't just act in love. God is love. God doesn't wake up in the morning. Of course, God never sleeps. Never slumbers, the scriptures tell us. But if he did sleep and if God woke up, God would not have to decide, I think today I'm just going to take a break from love. It's impossible. Because God is love. God doesn't wake up to decide to love. God is love. And out of what God's made of, the molecules, if there are molecules in God, every molecule, every atom is throbbing with the being of God. The divine being is love. The invitation for us is to be love. And I can hear someone say, well, that's just asking too much. And I would agree, that sure is asking a lot. I don't know if too much is right, but it's sure asking a lot. It's a tall order, isn't it? But let's flip that around. It is a tall order to be love, but isn't it an equally, if not greater, order to be hate, to be unforgiving, to be miserable, to be angry? You hear what I'm saying? The tall order is on all sides of this equation. The tall order isn't just to be love. The tall order is whatever you will be today. Today, will you be something that is really, in a way, we think of beyond reach? It's beyond me. It's beyond you. Okay? But shouldn't we reach in order to grow? Shouldn't we reach in order to stretch? Can't we lay down all the other things we have been in order to be love? There's no higher calling than being love. That out of that being in love, that every thought, every word, every action, every expression would then be born up out of the soil of love. And that if every thought, every action, every determination, every attitude was boiling up out of the expression that's motivated by love within it, everything we would do would matter. And isn't it true that we all want everything we do to matter? I know it's true for me. I want it all to matter beyond any simple thing. So, to that end, we're here week in and week out with the No BS Bishop Alive to Love, challenging you moment by moment to be a person who isn't just doing love, but is being love. To be alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I'm not available here for less than love, that I've made my priorities, my thoughts, my meditations, my contemplations, I've made them all available in the high, tall significance of love. Because I know the single greatest need of all humans is to be loved and to be love. It's our single greatest cry, isn't it? That we would be loved and be loving. Every human has that instant cry when they're born. Where's my mama? Where do I find the arms of love? We know through medical studies that when animals are separated through experiments, and I couldn't be involved in these experiments, but I know that it's been done that when a monkey is removed from its mother and isolated from warmth and touch and significant affection, that in experiments it's been shown that a little baby monkey will possibly physically just die for lack of love, affection. So if it's true there, and it is, it's even more so true for this complex being called human beings. Our complexities are so wide, so tall, so deep. Our complexities, and all 8 billion of us, are complex in this way. And we are hungry for love from that very first moment when we leave the womb of our mama and we enter this cold, dark world. What am I here for? Well, a little baby's cry says, I'm here for love. Somebody love me. So when you see anybody, everybody, all the time, every day, that person, whether they know it or not, is crying out, somebody love me. In fact, the person who is the most miserable, the most angry, the most retributive, the most consternation-filled person you might meet, that person of rage, that person of misery, that person is really saying, through all of those negative expressions, they're really saying, somebody love me. Somebody love me. There's that, I think, that essential burning cry from every human being that gets perverted and monstrously moved toward negativities if it's not intercepted by love somewhere, by somebody. My point today in today's message on how to be love, how to rise to the challenge of love, to be alive to love. I've shared with you that from the Center of Non-Religious Spirituality, the 16 liberating thoughts about love, and I've really just fallen in love, if you will, with number 9 of those 16. There's no higher calling than being love. If you want these 16 points, give me a shout on randydeanministries@gmail. I'll send you the list. But let's just close today's broadcast by being reminded that there's never a soul you meet, no one you see anywhere, anytime, in any condition, whose behavior isn't in some way or another a cry for love. So as each one of us determine to live love's creed, let us be love for all humanity, for everyone that we meet. So here on the No BS Live to Love, we practice a couple of things, and one of them is to breathe well so that we're full of as much peace as we can possibly garner in any given moment. When you're under stress, you're shallow breathing. But if you can give yourself permission to take a retreat routinely through the day, retreat into deep breaths. On the count of 3, I want you to take the deepest breath you possibly can. Hold it in the foundation of your lung. It'll help your mindset, and it'll help your health. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Breathe in. Hold it down deep. And exhale. And through that little exercise, ready yourself for my second challenge, my second exercise that we close with every No BS Bishop. And that is to steady your heart and your mind with the recognition that everybody you meet is in a pathway of desire for love. That everyone you meet is crying for love, whether they know it or not. Everybody you see, whether they can express it or not, however negative their behavior is, they're really saying, I need love. So there are many people you will meet in life who have never, ever had the 3 most charmed, powerful, and holy words in human language said to them with intention. There are many people who have never heard, I love you. From a very specific heart of someone who is being love. Find somebody. Challenge yourself. Oh yeah, it's startling. It's weird. It's awkward at times. But it's so worth the exercise. Imagine if we learned this behavior and we could, with intention, with eye contact, be brave enough to say to somebody, I love you. You could do it right now if your wife or husband or your children are around you or your significant other is close or just a good friend. Say to somebody right now with eye contact, I love you. It is. It's startling, isn't it? But it's also alarming that many of us have not heard it significantly often enough to heal our aching, hungry souls. This is my purpose here. I'm alive to love. All lesser values devolve into BS, which is bait and switch, and I am not here on this earth to give people any manipulation or shame. I'm here to be love as much as I know how to be. And I'm challenging you who listen, come join me in this pilgrimage. It'll take a lifetime. You'll make mistakes along the way. You'll stumble. You'll even fall. But get up. Brush yourself off. Decide again, I'm alive to love. I'm alive for love. I'm unavailable for anything less than love. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw it aside. Love is the screaming cry of all humankind. And we're here to be as much love as we know how to be on any given day. Now I challenge you. Go out there and do something beautiful in this pain-filled, heart-wrenching world. Give somebody a reason to breathe again and to know that they have been loved by somebody who's looked them in the eye and said, I love you. Let's do something beautiful. Ugly's getting done to death. Now we are here to be alive to love. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.